Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kuhn and Denise Dirks and our three-time Emmy Award nominee, producer Cal Hunter. We appreciate you being here. It is the 21st of August, 2021. What a wonderful, wonderful day we're going to have here. We're having the team back. I can't believe we've been missing. Denise was gone. I was gone. Thank you, Garrett Penny, my son, for filling in with Todd and Cal. I heard he did a wonderful job last week.
Garrett was awesome.
Yeah, so he might replace us, Denise. I think we might just have the next few years off, and it's just you and I going to go walk away in the sunset, yeah. And Garrett's the new guy, I guess.
He even kept track of the points for Case or No Case.
Yeah.
He did great.
Great job, Garrett. We're going to have him as a co-host when Denise and I are out doing important things and trying to make the world a better place. Denise, isn't that what we're trying to do?
Notice that when Fred and Denise are gone, it's when Denise and I are out doing important things. But on the rare occasions that I happen to miss, it's just, oh, that knucklehead. He's just not here.
When I'm gone. Oh, well, Cal's gone.
My back hurts. Yeah. Oh, I was up late last night. It's hard for me. I was up all night last night doing a baseball game. Who's that, Denise? Who's that?
I have never missed because I was up doing a baseball game. I did miss because of the back. I did miss because of the back.
No. Rightfully so. We don't fault you for that. You've been here so many times.
Stop being nice to him, Denise. Come on.
Him.
But she's working on her aim.
This is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth, other than those alien shows, which we know are the best shows around, especially late at night driving through Nevada when your car breaks down on a dirty road, dusty road, and there's lightning, and it's about 1 a.m. All right? Those are the best shows to listen to other than ours. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Go to RadioLawTalk.com and listen to our disclaimers. If you're trying to sleep at night and you're having problems, take an Ambien. Don't go take any pill. Just turn on Radio Law Talks. Yeah, there it is. This is it. Just turn on the Radio Law Talks, or actually read it. Have your significant other read it to you while you're laying there. Oh, that's the best sleep aid in the world. But do not, while you're driving, it's got a warning sign. Do not read it while driving. Maybe don't listen to our show while driving, too. They'll fall asleep also.
Just, just as a general recommendation, don't read anything while driving. I don't read anything.
Oh,
just pay attention to the road.
Sounds like sage advice to me.
You know, I'm just, I don't call me crazy.
855 Law Radio. You want to call in? 855 Law Radio. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful day today and talk about some interesting things. Case or no case we're going to have. We've got the team back together. We're going to talk at the very, very beginning about R. Kelly. The trial starts. This is interesting. If you don't know who R. Kelly is, you've been living under a rock, but we're going to lay it out for you really quickly. And his trial started. Bizarre, interesting trial. And if those of you who haven't seen the documentary about R. Kelly in the interview with, I'm trying to think of the reporter's name. Very interesting. Yeah, that's it. This is him. I believe. And then we're going to talk about Britney Spears. McDonald's is being sued. Oh, the humanity. Yep, Britney. And then Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, they're in the news again. We're going to continue talking about that lawsuit. And I'm going to say it, which I've said all along. You know, look, I'll even do it for Britney if she wants. But the situation is, look, Johnny, Amber, you need a mediator. I'm here. And I know, Amber, if you need some comfort, we've got Todd available for comfort. But isn't that true, Todd?
Todd Kuhnan, the emotional support attorney. Yes, you can. I'll sit in your lap while on a plane. You know, you could take me up in first class. I'll purr. You know, oh, everything's nice. Don't worry. Those legal briefs are just, don't worry about them. Everything's fine.
But perhaps you could call it comfort What was he?
Comfort Law?
Yeah, Comfort Law with Todd Kunath.
.com. Yeah. Comfortlaw.com, Todd.
You know, race to the trademark office really quick. Comfort Law.
Yeah, good luck.
Won't work.
We're also going to talk about a Major League Baseball mascot, the Phillies mascot. This is in court. This is very interesting what has happened here about the – apparently, I didn't realize the Phillies mascot is the only mascot in the history of Major League Baseball. I think in any – type, you know, not just Major League Baseball, but I think NFL, et cetera, that has had a major movie where they were the star, right? And I didn't know that. Then we're going to talk about some very interesting things. This is, now look, we're politically neutral, but this is the most interesting thing you're going to hear, in my opinion, in the last few weeks. A 1965 allegation against someone. They're able to go to court and sue over this 1965 allegation. Again, what happened to the statute of limitations? But that's, no matter what side you're on, wow. Someone alleges something from 1965 and now, as in 2021, can bring a lawsuit. That's what's happening.
Well, it happens in political campaigns all the time, Fred.
But it's not a lawsuit, though. They can't bring a lawsuit. So that if they did something in 1965, Cal, when you were, like, TPing your neighbor's...
When I was 10, right.
When you were TPing your neighbor's place.
Okay,
you know,
one time, yeah.
Maybe you couldn't be sued for that now. Hmm. I'm not quite sure, but we're going to talk about that. We've got a lot of other things. Remember, we are live 9 to noon Pacific time all over the United States. We appreciate you joining us. We appreciate all that you do. If you want to email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Or call us at 855 Law Radio. Before we get started, Denise, we really appreciate you coming back. And Todd, thank you for taking the helm. I mean, you really did a good job in taking the helm. Tell me what my son did to make this a better show. I want to know, because he's going to put it in my face. And before we do case or no case, we will do case or no case, but not yet. I want to know what my son did that was so great that all I heard is accolades the whole time, other than when I'm here, I just hear, all right, good show, see you, bye. What did he do that was so great? I don't get it. He doesn't have the personality I have.
That's what's so great.
Yeah,
we can all. You kind of answered your own question right there, Fred.
boom!
No, look. The fact is, we were able to bounce things off, and the nice thing is, he brought a different voice, and we were able to talk about some things that we don't talk about here. We can't because we're all attorneys. We've been attorneys for a long time. It was great to have the perspective from Garrett talking about how is the law different from what you expected practicing to be, and the way that it is practicing as a newer attorney. He's been an attorney for a couple of years.
Younger,
and so he was able to give that perspective about how things were different once he got into a law firm working as opposed to what he thought it was going to be like. And that just led to a great conversation. And he didn't shy away from talking about it. Sometimes you talk to people and they're like, yes, no, I think so.
Did he disparage me at all?
Well, when we asked him about what it was like working for a family, I wouldn't say the word disparage.
I believe
it was unique.
I believe the response was, on the advice of counsel, I have opted not to answer that question.
My dad is going to fire me.
Anyways, my dad listening to this? Yes. It is awesome working for family. I would never do anything but work for family.
Yes. You know why I'm so smart? My son works at a different office.
I was just going to say that.
And under different. You should have said it. Denise, it's true.
I was going to say it, that he's not working for his daddy directly. He's actually got a mentor that's different from his father, and from what I understand,
it's phenomenal.
That mentor is teaching him the world. He's very excited about what he's learning under this other mentor.
Great trialer. We just had a trial about 6 weeks ago, a big trial that we had a big verdict, and my son was able to sit under one of our partners that's one of the lead trial lawyers. Man, he did very well, and my son learned a lot sitting next to him in the. But interesting with COVID, with the masks on, jurors all around the courtroom.
Yes.
Wow,
it was crazy. Jurors behind you, in front of you, to the side of you.
I'm just waiting for the family dinner when they say, "Well, what did you learn? What have you learned the last year?" He says, "Well, the most important thing is the hostile takeover of law firms from tyrannical dictator senior partners. I've learned a lot there." Okay,
we'll be back after this.
Family members.
Yeah, we'll be back after this. We'll talk more about R. Kelly, his trial, and we got a case or no case. We'll be right back.
Fred.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solutions Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
3:26:10. This is no fun. How did that happen? Oh no.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
We've had a great discussion about what's coming up with the R. Kelly trial, but before that, we do a thing called Case or No Case. Denise, what is the score of Case or No Case? Do you have any idea?
I do. I'm 5. Todd is 10. Fred is 12.
Ooh.
And Cal is 6.
So we're trying to get to 50 points, and the people who win case or no case get 2 points. First of all, case or no case is about Cal Hunter, our producer, trying to either spoof us or tell us about a real case. We got to say if it's a real case or a fake case, and if it's a real case, what the outcome is. We can get up to 2 points. The winner does not have to pay for dinner. What the other hosts have to pay, take them to dinner. So, but we're behind at least one episode that I'm owed a dinner, right?
Yeah, I think you're owed a dinner and I'm owed a dinner.
Yes.
So now we got double dinners.
Yes.
Cal, let's roll.
All case right, here we go.
No case.
All right.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Dinah and her boyfriend had dated for 3 years. Then one day, he sneaked home early from college and spent the night at her house. And the next day, his parents found out. They had been grooming him to become an educated professional, and they feared a distasteful event would throw their son's career off track, maybe even keep him out of school and so on. So they ordered the son to break up with his 3-year-long girlfriend. He did so with a letter that said, and I quote, "This letter is to inform you that my parents and myself never want to talk or hear from you again. Reflecting back over this relationship, I feel used and manipulated by you and your family. Hope the rest of your life runs well for you." Fast forward 10 years, and he did become extremely successful and, in fact, famous, and she did not. But she did say that she was a large fan of who he was, and she said he became who he was largely because I kept him grounded during our high school romance. And she said, therefore, because I offered him physical comfort and emotional support. I think I'm going to go to a lawyer and see if I can get some money. And that, friends, is our scenario for case or no case.
Cal, I think the rule is you're not allowed to talk about me behind my back and do stuff like that.
I think it was your folks. I think, let's see, Denise, you were gone the longest. Let's start with you. Can we, please? Is that okay? Seems
okay.
Like a domestic situation. Yeah.
It does. But she's suing for having a physical relationship in high school.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was that?
10 years before. 10 years before she decided, before he got really famous, and all of a sudden the money starts rolling in, and she goes,
Let me tell you, Denise, I'm going to kind of fill in a little bit. She was really not good for me at the time. Right? That's why I left her.
So physical and emotional comfort, is that what she's suing for?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. I am going to say, you know what? This could be a scenario, though. No case.
And by the way, if you can identify either of the parties, you get an additional point, Denise. So I'll give you that opportunity.
Okay, not right now, though. Okay. I'll wait.
Yeah, of course. Mr. Penny, okay. What say you? Case
this,
or no case?
This is fascinating. It's going to be someone really famous, other than me, I think. Obviously, this is a scenario, but it's not a case. But it is really interesting, and I'm going to think about who this famous person is. I'm going to say it was Bill Gates.
Oh, that's a good. That is a good one. All right, Mr. Kunin, what say you? Is this a case or no case? And if so,
what were the ages at the time of the breakup?
High school.
Yeah.
Who wrote the cold breakup letter?
Okay, who wrote the cold breakup letter? And what were their names? Dinah.
Dinah was her name, and I did not give you his name, and I'm not going to.
Okay, was he ever in the kitchen with her?
Someone was.
Okay. All right. I don't even want to go any further with that song because I can get in trouble. So. Okay. Look, I'll say that this is a case.
What?
I'm going to say it's a case and she loses, but it does make it out there in the sense that, yeah, she loses the case and, boy, I'm stumped as to who this might be.
It's got to be someone not a movie star. It's got to be like a Bezos. Maybe it's Bezos.
I don't know. Just because about the famous aspect of it and who got famous, and her name was Dinah. I'll tell you what. I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Okay.
I'm going to say Merv Griffin and Dinah Shore.
Oh,
that's, that's a good one. That's smart. Very good, Merv Griffin. That's a good one.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you
Denise, wait. Denise has to give the answer.
Denise, tell us whom you believe this may have been.
That would have been my answer, except Dinah Shore did get very famous.
Right. Well, eventually. Maybe this is what springboarded.
So, no, I don't think so.
Shows you how old we are by we're able to say Dinah Shore.
Or Merv Griffin.
Yeah. Come on, Denise. We got two.
I'm going to say Elvis Presley.
Oh, that's a good one. Cal, I don't want you to go over it because we got about a minute and a half left. But we're gonna set this up. So again, a lady by the name of Dinah went out with this Dinah went out with a guy, and this individual was became famous. Not only he, but his parents broke them up. Hello, is that something that happens all the time?
They were concerned that their sexual relationship would lead to her having a child, would keep him out of getting into Stanford, where they wanted him to go to university.
He threw the Stanford word out.
So, my gosh.
I shouldn't have said that.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's not talk about
it. Pat's going, dang it, Merv Griffin didn't go to Stanford.
No, Merv Griffin did Elvis.
But you know what? I might be right.
Who did you say?
I didn't say Bezos. It's either Bezos or...
Gates.
Bill Gates, yeah.
And he didn't go to Stanford either.
Dang it. Well, let's just research Stanford people who became famous, and it'll probably be 500 pages, so it doesn't help us. When we come back, we're going to talk about case or no case, what the answer is, and R. Kelly, and then we get into a couple other people, including Britney Spears. We'll be right back.
Bottom of the hour break is coming up right here on Radio Law Talk, so we invite you, of course, to stay tuned, and we'll continue after that.
And Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super...
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The Taliban running into difficulties since taking control of Afghanistan. Reports coming from around the country show banks closed and ATMs empty. Also, former Afghan soldiers and armed residents claim victory over the Taliban in three northern districts. Meanwhile, in Washington, President Biden says while our military involvement may be ending, we can still influence the country's future.
They're looking to gain some legitimacy, and there's going to be harsh conditions. We're going to apply, and it will depend on whether they get help based on whether or not how and well they treat women and girls, how they treat their citizens.
Biden speaking yesterday from the White House, the same day a new Gallup poll shows his approval rating falling to a new low of 49%. Hurricane Grace making landfall in Mexico this morning. Grace, a Category 3 storm hitting the East Coast, up to a foot of rain expected in some areas. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Stop whining.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
I like some of those bumps. The ones that was a new music, Cal. I enjoyed that. That was.
Oh, thank you. Try to give a little variety,
mix it up a little.
Not much,
bit. So we're doing a case or no case. Dana was the girl that dated this individual guy, and he became famous. But before he became famous, the parents and the son wrote a little letter and said, "You know what? We believe that it's best that we break up. That in essence, I don't want to be drugged down by you and life," basically what it said. And so later on he becomes famous. She sues, saying, "Look, I was there for thick and thin for you, you know, and you owe me something." And Denise said it was not a case, but a scenario. And she guessed it was
Elvis.
I said it is a scenario, but not a case. And I guessed that it was Bill Gates. Todd said it's a case, and she loses. And said that it was
Merv Griffin.
Cal, what say you?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned Merv Griffin, because it was either he or Mike Douglas that this letter writer and his father first gained real national exposure when he appeared on the show as a young and very talented golfer.
Tiger Woods.
And his girlfriend, Dinah. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the answer to. She never did file a case.
Oh, good. Yes. Denise and I got 2 points.
How did I learn about this? Because that's there's a big Tiger Woods documentary come out, and they wanted to sue her and have her not talk, and so on and so on. And she told the story anyway about Tiger and the heartless breakup.
Oh my gosh! And decided she basically did. She said, "Look, you know." Did she kind of say in the documentary, or at least the allegations were that she was saying, "Hey, you kind of owe me," or did
no?
She,
I think she just thought it was mean, and she wanted people to know that he was mean.
Oh.
see you again. My parents and we
you, we don't want to, yeah.
And he said, as far as I'm concerned, you have taken advantage of me and misled me.
Oh, is that what he said in the letter?
He's the one that actually snuck out of the house and went to her house.
Yes.
You saw the documentary too, Denise?
No, those were the fact patterns.
Oh, we're gonna cover a McDonald's case later on about enticement and how it can override someone's will. And so, hey, let's not be so quickly to throw down the gauntlet there.
Right.
Commercials, cheeseburgers, a liaison between two. It's all in the same category to me.
You understand it well.
next hour on Case or No Case, something that Todd will truly enjoy.
Todd will enjoy.
A case about
cats.
A cat video.
Cat video. Well, thanks, Cal. Case or No Case. Those of you, every single hour, on the top of the hour, we bring a Case or No Case. All right, Fred, I win. So, Case or No Case is three of them in 3 hours. So stick with us, and you're going to enjoy it. But right now, R. Kelly is very interesting. R. Kelly is a famous rapper. Those of you who don't know, kind of a rapper.
He's R&B,
not rapper. You're right. R&B, not the typical R&B. A little more famous. Some R&Bs are really not. This is the famous. This is his famous song.
Yeah.
I mean, and this was on Up. I think Up. Oh no. What my wife told me. Which.
The basketball movie.
Oh no, yeah, the one with Michael.
Space Jam.
Space Jam. That's the one. Yeah, there's so many different ones that this people use. Use it for what? When you have graduation, people use this song. And it's
weddings. I believe it's such a very nice thought.
But R. Kelly's kind of more of a pop, is what I'm going to say. Pop R&B. How's that?
A crossover. He's a crossover.
Anyway, he's super well known. He does well. But he's always been kind of known as being a little bit interesting, I'm going to say, is the word, right? And again, innocent until proven guilty. But I watched that documentary on him, and it's called, what's it called, the documentary?
Surviving R. Kelly?
R. Kelly, I don't know, but there's a documentary I watched, and it was interesting. And I watched the interview, is it with Carole King is her name? The interview he had with her, he got up and stomped away and was all upset. And
Gail King,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And man, just the dude just is a little bit bizarre. Doesn't mean he's guilty, by the way, but he's a little bit bizarre in how he acts. And so I didn't realize this, but in 2008, is that right? Was
yes.
The first one? Denise, what happened?
For videotaping and having sex with an underage 12-year-old.
I forgot to talk about Denise. I'm not to interrupt. Sorry. Let's be careful what we say. We're going to have, this is a family show. You didn't say anything, but guys, this is live. Let's just be careful how we talk, because this is weird. Not that we do anything weird, but some of the weird things that they say, we'll just be a little bit.
So being inappropriately intimate with an underage person.
Yes. There you go. Go ahead, Denise. Sorry.
And the underage girl could identify herself in the tape. However, he was acquitted because he claimed it wasn't him in the tape. And he, even though the videotape showed someone in there, they could not identify beyond a reasonable doubt that it was him.
You're right, Denise. And I believe that it was. It was kind of dark, and you couldn't. I haven't seen it, but I remember the description was it was pretty blurry and dark, and you couldn't really tell, or it was difficult to tell who it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see it either, but I just know that back in 2008, it was during a time when, you know, before the Me Too movement happened.
Right.
I think that's really the critical factor, because now what's going on is after Me Too. And after the statute of limitations have been extended in sexual conduct cases, and especially for underage people. So that's kind of going on right now.
So right now in New York, what's happening is they're bringing him. And by the way, this is the thing that I've brought up to a couple of people. So 2019, he was charged with, which is bizarre, racketeering, a RICO. And we're going to talk about that. This is the first time, and we've got our former prosecutor sitting here with us. First time, at least that I've heard of, or that a sexual predator allegations, they bring up RICO, the RICO statute. And we'll talk about RICO here in a second and what it means. And or for sexual assault against women and two individual boys. Is that correct? Something to that effect?
Two minor boys.
And so what we're going to talk about is this trial that's going on right now, and the prosecutors brought their opening statements, and we've had one witness already sit up on the stand and talk. So I'm going to kind of turn this over to, and I'll fill in as little bit as I can, because there's a lot I can talk about this, but our former prosecutor and the criminal attorney, Todd Kunin, to my left. Let's start from the beginning here.
Well, I think you laid out a lot of it with regard that it all starts out as a case involving sexual activity with somebody, with a minor. But then it expands to extortion, corruption. You talk about RICO. RICO essentially is aiming at getting all who are involved in a criminal conspiracy. And that's why it's typically used against organized crime members. But to a certain extent, if you're alleging, as the prosecution is, sex trafficking, which is becoming an organized crime-type activity, and I could see why they would say, well, if it's an organized crime in the sense that there is a definite modus operandi of taking these underage kids and putting them through this, right? Then let's not stop at just the one individual. Let's try to get everybody that's involved. And the thing about RICO is, if you can prove that a person, R. Kelly, for example, is involved in this organized activity, then that makes him liable for all of the actions of everybody else in the activity, even though he may not have done every single one thing. He's part of the conspiracy, which makes all of them guilty together. So as part of a RICO claim, if they can prove that these other people did things in furtherance of the conspiracy, he's liable for it.
But the
well.
Problem with that is what, Todd?
I don't know.
Is,
you tell me. I can't read your mind.
The problem is it has to be defined. It has to be a defined enterprise. In other words,
that's right.
It can't just be an. It's got to be organized. And that's what they call organized crime.
That's
it's got to be organized. Even if it's a little bit unorganized, it's okay. But you got to show it's going to be very well defined, and that's going to be difficult.
That's true. It is more difficult. So it's expansive in the sense that the number of people that can get looped into this dragnet expands so long as you can meet the basic elements that it's an organized activity. And I don't think that they would be bringing this case if they didn't feel they could meet those elements. And if they do, then that changes the ball game for prosecution of these types, where it goes after not only the individual perpetrator, but it goes after the organization as a whole and all of the players. For my two cents, it's about time.
Yeah,
I agree. I totally agree. They're alleging this. The other players are the bodyguards, the managers, and other people that were employed by R. Kelly.
We're going to talk more about this R. Kelly case. It's very interesting. When we be back, when we come back, and after that, we'll talk a little bit about Britney Spears. We'll be right back.
Remember, we're live 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. You can hear us on many local radio stations and at RadioLawTalk.com.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason, we've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Boys are weird. How did that happen?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
We were talking about R. Kelly in the case against R. Kelly, so their opening statements by prosecutors and defense came up, and then the first witness appeared, which was an individual young gal that, and again, these are all allegations. He has said he is not guilty and that these are not true. At least that's his story. And we got to remember that in the United States of America, you're innocent until proven guilty. And a very interesting thing is they arrested him and charged him with a number of, I think there's 8 different allegations, and 8 more than that. I think there's more than that. But anyway, in 2019, and he tried to bail out, and they didn't allow him to bail out. So he sat in jail since 2019. And again, politically neutral, Radio Law Talk. I don't like that. I just want to say that. You know, I don't agree that. I know there's reasons and there are rules, and you know that. But what if they're not guilty yet? Why are they spending 2 years in prison without any having their day in court? That's what I want to know.
He actually did bail out. Somebody bailed him out. But then what happened is they found out that they allegedly found out that he lied and paid to get a false birth certificate for Aaliyah. And so then they charged him for a new crime. And when they charged him for the new crime, he couldn't bail out. Because he couldn't get the money.
Oh, he couldn't get the money?
Right.
Or I heard he He wouldn't. They wouldn't. I don't know.
Well, let's also remember that bail is specifically provided for in the Constitution of the United States. Nobody shall be kept held subject to unreasonable bail. Well, by using the term unreasonable bail, obviously that in courts have determined that there are reasonable bail amounts. And what is reasonable bail? Well, they take into consideration a lot of things. You know, could the person flee the country?
Right.
What's the severity of the alleged crime? What, you know, the whole
Could the public be endangered?
Yes.
And that type of stuff.
And given the fact that this has been pending for 2 years, I don't know if there was brought a motion or if there wasn't, was denied. But at some point in time, the issue about whether or not the bail associated with R. Kelly had to have been brought up, or he chose not to bring it up, in which case he's waived it. He didn't want to challenge it.
Okay.
And at some point, somebody would have to look at that and say, well, okay, under the judicial canons and case law and everything we have, we, given all the circumstances, we think this is appropriate. And if he didn't like that, he could appeal it. Nothing happened. And that's where we're at.
Right. So we're talking about this. Talking about this New York case. I mean, this case is in New York, right?
That's right.
But he's also being charged for sex-related charges in Illinois and Minnesota too. He's going to have to face those charges too later.
And that's where it makes it difficult for a defendant that's facing charges in multiple jurisdictions. Most of the time, defendants do not testify in their own defense. But when you're facing charges in multiple jurisdictions, to a certain extent, it's kind of a win for a prosecutor if they think they've got enough evidence. They don't want the defendant to take the stand to try to wiggle his way out of it. And they're probably not going to if anything you say here can be used against you in either Illinois or Minnesota. It just depends on the strength.
Cal, just a second. And then I thought there were 8 criminal charges. There's 20 federal criminal charges being levied against him. Cal.
I was going to say, I know in some federal courts where I've attended a trial just without a camera, just as an observer, that if you're charged with another crime while you're out on bail, they just revoke it. You're not even really eligible for bail until something happens where the judge can make a decision as to what the next procedure should be. But your bail's just gone like that.
Right. And then there's the Mann Act that he's being charged in. The Mann Act is from 1910, which basically says that you are transporting an individual across state lines for prostitution, basically. And so that just adding all this up, the racketeering up to can receive as high as 25 years. Violation of the Mann Act as high as 10 years. And then don't forget they're then arguing that he's doing sex trafficking, which is up to 11 and 12 years.
And the Mann Act has been used for a long time. It came into play like early 1900s.
Right.
And Chuck Berry actually was convicted under the Mann Act, and he served 20 months, I believe it was, in 1958.
Yeah, and it was Indian girl, Apache Indian girl, the allegation, well, what he was found guilty of. And I don't know if he pled or if it was a trial. I don't remember that in Chuck Berry. But, yes, it has been. This is not the first time they've used this.
Right.
So, Todd, as the criminal prosecutor, continue your discussion about this.
Well, the thing is, they started with the opening statements, and this is where what have we learned over the last few celebrity criminal trials? The theme here is that sometimes the prosecution has to be careful when it comes to getting what they claim they want in court. In Bill Cosby, it was they wanted to have the ability to have extra witnesses testify to his MO with them. Well, then later you look at that and say, well, maybe that is piling on, and the jury would convict based upon uncharged things versus charged things. The thing a prosecutor always has to keep in mind is, am I going to be able to preserve the integrity of this conviction on appeal? Right? It's great to get the conviction, but what happens if a year down the road they say prosecutorial misconduct, something happened, it was prejudicial, and it's out? And the concern I have with the R. Kelly case are the statements attributed to the prosecutor in opening statement where they're referring to him as a predator. Right? And they're referring to him as other things. Well, listen, you're characterizing him, not his behavior. That's a problem. It's one thing if you go into court and say, this person lied here, they lied here, they lied here. That's fine. You go in and say, this person is a liar. Well, now you're characterizing him as a liar or her as a liar as opposed to the conduct. And it should always be about the conduct, right? And so you got a prosecutor that's very aggressive in the terminology being used. Whether or not somebody is a sexually violent predator,
quote unquote. Sometimes that's a legal determination in some states that has to be found by specific statutes, and a jury has to make a determination that this person is a predator. Well, if you got a prosecutor calling him a predator before that has ever been determined, I could see the defense saying, okay, well, there's another issue for appeal. You taint the jury in opening statements and with what you got, because he's not even charged with being a predator. He's charged with other things, but that designation, I don't believe, is on the table for him. And so the concern I have here is, look, I know they want a conviction, but are they opening the door to have this thing undone on appeal by being very aggressive in their opening statements? And conversely, what the defense do? They stay up and give a two-hour opening statement? I'm sorry. After the first half hour or so, you know what juries do?
Sleep.
Okay, you're just talking to hear yourself talk. Well, I got to make the record for appeal to cover my bases. Yeah, but these are people, you know? And we live in a society now where it's got to be in 140 or 240 characters, something you can hear in a 30-second soundbite on a commercial, and you're going to take 2.5 hours.
I didn't know it was two hours
and expect this jury's going to listen?
Plus, all they did was slam the victims.
Exactly.
And just, like, accuse the victims of being, you know, looking out for compensation and wanting to somehow profit from this charge. And it's just, I don't think that's an effective defense.
Which at its basis is, okay, step one, did you engage in this activity with this person, and at that time, was she underage?
There you go.
Or he.
But if that is the case, there might be a lot of other things we still have to prove, but you can slam the victim all you want. If those factors exist, your goose is cooked.
That's right. And you can't argue consent.
That's right.
You can't argue consent. And then they've already had the first prosecution witness, who was at the time a 16-year-old, who said that she had a dress like a Girl Scout.
And I believe she also said that she told him initially that she was 19. And then after the first encounter, she said she felt so bad that she came back and actually showed him her ID, showing that she was actually 16, and his response was, well, why would I care about that?
And pretend you're 19.
Yeah.
And now she tried to get a ID, right?
Yeah, but the thing is...
No, that's different.
That's a different person.
Mm-hmm.
On probably the lowest level charges, mistake of age, that's not a defense.
Yeah, don't forget, she argued that, she was treated... She had to call him daddy, only left room with permission, all these little rules, videotape many of the acts that they were doing, and just some weird, weird things. So we're going to end this, R. Kelly, in the next hour. We're going to have a case or no case, and then we're going to talk a little bit about a number of things. We're going to talk about Major League Baseball mascot Britney Spears and McDonald's being sued. We'll be back hour two.
If your radio station doesn't carry the second or third hour, just flip over to RadioLawTalk.com and we'll have the rest of the show for you there. Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk coming up next hour.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.